Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Ribbon-cutting ceremony for Paz Robles Aquatic Center in March. Highway 41 between Chelan and Highway 33 to remain closed. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, highs in the upper 50s. It's 35 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, board-certified arborist, 24-hour emergency service when you need it. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites the public to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the long-awaited Aquatic Center. The ceremony is scheduled for Friday, March 6th. With further details to be shared closer to the date. The Aquatic Center is a major milestone for the school district, designed to support student athletics and physical education. Superintendent Jennifer Loftus said, quote, "This project has been a long time coming, and we're excited to finally share a date with our community." A large segment of Highway 41 continues to remain closed, with the reopening date currently unknown. Highway 41, north of the Chelan Y, was closed Sunday night from a major rock slide. The roadway was initially slated to be open at 8 on Monday, but Caltrans announced it will continue to remain closed for an unknown duration. Travelers must use Highway 46 and Highway 33 at Reef Station as detours to get to and from the 41 in that area. CHP will be entering another holiday enforcement period for New Year's. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. CHP will be entering another holiday enforcement period, this time for New Year's. The enforcement period will start at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, December 31st, and conclude just before midnight on Thursday, January 1st. CHP encourages drivers to follow traffic slows, slow down, and always drive sober. During last year's enforcement period for New Year, CHP reported 10 fatal crashes and 481 arrests statewide for driving under the influence. CHP also says during the recent Christmas enforcement period, officers made a total of 297 DUI arrests. Before counting down to the new year, CHP advises everyone to plan ahead. Designate a sober driver, use a rideshare service or public transportation, and report drunk drivers by calling 911. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is currently hiring for several positions to help support the organization's continued growth. Positions are open for administrative assistant, marketing, membership sales, and part-time visitor center associate. These positions offer an opportunity to work at the heart of the Paso Robles and Templeton business community. Interim CEO of the Chamber, Robert Covarrubias, said, quote, "Each role plays an important part in advancing our mission and strengthening connections throughout our community." Additionally, the deadline for nominating Roblin of the Year and Beautification of the Year is fast approaching. To qualify, nominees must have lived in the greater Paso Robles area for at least 5 years, be a past Roblin of the Month, but not a past Roblin of the Year, and community and show community involvement that extends beyond job duties. For more information, you can go to PasoRoblesChamber.com. Here are some of the more laws going into effect for California in 2026. SB 1053 bans single-use plastic bags. Starting January 1st, consumers will have to buy a bag of recycled paper or use their own reusable bags. SB 576 will prohibit streaming services from playing commercials and advertisements with a louder volume than the show or movie being watched. This will go into effect in July. AB 867 will completely ban the practice of declawing a cat. Removing the cat's toe bone will only be allowed for medical reasons such as an infection, disease, or injury. SB 942 or the AI Transparency Act will require providers to make an AI detection tool at no cost to the user and to mark AI-generated content created by the provider's AI system. Covered provider is defined as a person that creates, codes, or otherwise produces a generative AI system with over 1 million monthly visitors or users. Implementation will take place August 2026. And here are some of the new traffic laws going into effect in 2026 provided by CHP. AB 586 classifies off-highway electric motor vehicles as an off-highway motor vehicle, subject to the same rules and regulations. An e-motorcycle is defined as a vehicle designed for primarily off-highway use, powered by an electric motor, and is not equipped with manufacturer-provided pedals. AB 1777 creates a new authority for a law enforcement officer to issue a notice of autonomous vehicle noncompliance to a manufacturer of said vehicle for an alleged traffic violation committed by one of their vehicles. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Falcons beat the Rams 27-24. On Saturday, the Buccaneers will face the Panthers. The 49ers will go against the Seahawks. On Sunday, January 4th, KPRL will have the Cowboys and Giants, then the Raiders and Chiefs, and then the Ravens and Steelers. In the NBA, yesterday the Warriors beat the Nets 120-107, the Thunder over the Hawks 140-129, the Trailblazers beat the Mavericks 125-122, the Cavaliers over the Spurs 113-101, Knicks beat the Pelicans 130-125. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Pistons, the Kings will go against the Clippers, the Celtics will face the Jazz, and the 76ers will go against the Grizzlies. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Singer David likely to face murder charges for the death of teenager Celeste Rivas. According to TMZ, a grand jury is currently hearing the case, expected to vote on indictments. Rivas discovered inside a Tesla registered to David in Los Angeles earlier this year in September. LA County DA announcing charges in connection with a DUI collision that killed a high school student. Nathan Huckman saying the state's drunk driving laws are too soft.
California and its laws dealing with drunk and drug driving are some of the weakest in the nation.
33-year-old woman charged last week in the death of 18-year-old Braun Levy, a star tennis player at Loyola High School, struck and killed while walking in Manhattan Beach back in May. Starting Thursday, a new statewide ban on plastic bags takes effect.
It addresses a major problem in California, and that is that plastic waste is choking our planet.
State Senator Catherine Blakespear led the effort that will allow grocery and convenience stores, food marts, and pharmacy retailers to only hand out recycled paper bags to customers. Gas prices, $4.27 a gallon, down 2 cents from last week. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. New development in the murder investigation of director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle. A judge blocking the release of information from the county medical examiner's investigation. It's not unusual for a judge to place a security hold on a case. LA Police Department says it asked for the ruling to make sure detectives get information from the medical examiner before it's sent to the media and the public. Rob Reiner and Michelle Reiner died from stab wounds in their Brentwood home on December 14th. Their son Nick is the suspect. California News. I'm Jeff Scott.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. A new federal law that revises what qualifies as legal hemp has California growers, regulators, and other stakeholders assessing what impact the changes could have on the fledgling industry. Signed into law in November as part of a broader spending package to reopen the federal government, H.R. 5371 narrows the federal definition of hemp by imposing strict limits on intoxicating hemp products. The new law, which takes into effect November 2026, adopts a total Delta 9 THC limit of 0.3%, a threshold so low that hemp advocates say the new federal limits could criminalize hemp with trace amounts of THC that naturally occur in the plant but are not enough to be intoxicating. The trade group U.S. Hemp Roundtable has asked the federal government for more time and to meet with hemp stakeholders to talk about robust regulation of industrial hemp rather than a product ban. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 50s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tomorrow with about a 70% chance of showers overnight, lows in the mid-40s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with a half inch of rain, highs in the low 50s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy skies continuing to Tuesday next week. About an 80% chance of rain on Thursday, 60% chance Friday and early Saturday, about a 40% chance on Sunday and Monday, and a 50% chance on Tuesday. Low 60s Thursday, continuing into Friday and the weekend, and Monday next week, 60 a week from today. Currently, it is 35 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero would like to remind you to check your insurance and HSA accounts in order to take advantage of your end-of-the-year benefits that may still be available to you and your family. We know it's a busy time of the year as we do our holiday shopping and plan our New Year celebrations. However, we don't want you to miss out on your health care benefit. Be sure to stop by our office. Michael's Optical has a registration box where you can enter to win a gift certificate for $250 to be used for a new pair of eyewear. No obligation. Just come by to see our beautiful selection of designer eyewear and fill out an entry. Michael and Kathy Nutt would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for your support since we opened our doors in 1979. And if it's time for a new look for the new year, take advantage of the VIP program that offers special savings at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A pessimistic outlook from Tesla on its own compilation of analyst delivery estimates. The electric vehicle maker is expected to see 422,850 car deliveries in the fourth quarter, according to a compilation of analyst estimates published to Tesla's website. That's down nearly 15% from last year's fourth quarter and below the 447,000 deliveries, or 10% drop, that analysts polled by FactSet expected. Forbes is reporting that Beyonce is now a billionaire thanks to a bold pivot to country music, which led to the most successful concert tour in the genre's history. She's just the fifth musician to reach that status, joining her husband Jay-Z, as well as Taylor Swift, Bruce Springsteen, and Rihanna. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tachi Cash or cash. Then, at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So, yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real New Year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Attache Palace Casino. Attache Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, which you can text that 75 number. 238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Everybody love
KPRL.
I'm a lover. Everybody love
KPRL.
Anyhow, that's how I feel. Wow, I feel just like a Pollyanna. I should worry, not for nothing. Everybody loves
KPRL.
Yes, they do. Who's the most popular personality?
The Morning Exchange.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, coming up this afternoon, Barry has his final day off of the year, and he'll be back next Tuesday for Protecting What Matters. In the meantime, a couple of specials. Let's see here. The first is, what is the first one? The history of the White House, and then the second part will be the expanding powers of the president. And I can assure you that the ones this afternoon will be 500% better than the one I put together for yesterday. I was driving home after talking with the gals, and I was listening. And for whatever reason, I thought, you know, when I put this together, it sounded better back in the production room. And as the more I listened to it yesterday driving home, I said, this stinks. I was embarrassed.
So. Are we talking about like the quality of it or the actual sound quality?
The quality, not the sound quality.
Okay, okay.
Just the content.
The content. Got it.
It stunk. And I, you know, because when I put these things together, you know, I'm listening to them. I'm saying, okay, you know, this is kind of, you know, famous movie and historical things and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then as I'm driving, I'm going, I mean, I wanted to cover the logos on my truck.
That bad. What was wrong with it? Was it just too much yapping or what?
It stunk.
Okay, That's just simple as that.
It's just direct and to the point. It stunk and I apologize. But the ones I have lined up, because when I came in, earlier this morning, I was listening to just double checking. I'm saying, okay, I feel good about these. All right, so we've got two this afternoon and then New Year's Day. And they're all kind of light, well, except for this afternoon. Well, the White House one is just interesting on, well, just the history of the White House. That should say enough there. But the other ones are, you know, fun stuff, nothing too heavy duty. But, yeah, that was... That was brutal. I mean, I turned it off. I can't do this. It's just my name's not. I should have said somebody else put it together. Should have said it was a network thing. So anyway, again, my sincere apologies for that. Oh, goodness gracious. Let's see here. Says thank you for your. Oh, that was from yesterday. You're welcome. It was those brave young ladies coming in and. Talking about the issues over there. And as a matter of fact,
Well, there's a lot of stories, but not for now. Not for now. Always, keep the ace in the back pocket, so to speak. All right, on the email, let's see here. Aquatic Center. So it's finally going to be built. The district has no money, and more than likely the district is going to push for a $200 million bond. By the way, what is the yearly maintenance cost for the Aquatic Center? I have no idea. I know that that was a discussion going back several years ago, and there were some different figures thrown out there. But I can't answer that. Maybe somebody from the board can answer it, since they're supposed to be responsible for the money and how it's spent and all those things in the school district. So you can ask a school board member, or maybe Kenny will know when he comes in on Friday with Darcia. So, by the way, yeah, that will be back to normal. And then also we have a new show starting Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. It's called The Country Store. just kidding. Diane's been out wanting in for because of the holidays and so forth, but The Country Store will be back in full swing come double hockey sticks or high water, I've been told. So enjoy that as well this afternoon. I mean, this coming Sunday. Chris, you did a story on one of the laws here in California, and it has to do with volume.
Oh, volume for advertisements on streaming platforms. They can't be louder than the main show or movie you're watching.
I don't know what year it was, but there was a law that went into effect regarding the same thing on television.
Correct. I think the place I got this from does cite that as well, that it's been a thing for the airwaves, just not for streaming platforms yet.
Have you ever watched a television show and noticed the difference in the volumes?
I haven't watched TV in a very, very long time, so no.
Okay.
I mean, television from the box. I've seen, television shows, but those are from streaming platforms, which is what this law is about.
Okay, well, I have, and there is a big difference in many of the shows of the volume, and I don't know what's been done about it. I'm not going to say it's irritating, because most of us probably lay down on the couch or sit in our recliner with our changer in hand, and that would also control the volume. But there's a lot of shows, a lot of television commercials, et cetera, where the volume is different. And I understand that in this day and age, you think with technology that the volume level can be controlled. But Chris, as you know, if you get something that is sent to you and you air it, you can only do so much to enhance the volume sound on it with either you can't do it or it can distort it.
Yeah, correct. Sometimes something being quieter is better because you don't want it being too loud, because then you start to hear stuff that you don't want to hear.
Right. Now, we get commercials from ad agencies and different people send us in radio ads. And sometimes when we open them up in our MP3, you can look at the fullness when it opens up in Adobe Audition and go, well, okay, this is, let me see, here's an example. The ones we get for the California Mid-State Fair for the concerts, those come in and I have to decrease the volume on them. Because they go, not way over, but they go over the lines within the confines of the Adobe Audition. All right? And I tweak them down, and I usually go to 95%. And then there are others that will come in, and the volume is, the production volume is so low that there's no way, even if you put it in to raise it to, say, 90 or 95%, it still won't go there because of quality of production. And so you can't automatically do it, it should be all even because of technology. No, that's not the case. That's not the case. Chris, is it irritating that that happens?
Only a little bit. I think you've had to interact with it more than me, because you get all kinds of stuff from advertisers in the network.
But no, you know, when you're watching on whatever you watch the stuff on, and you notice the difference in the volume, whether it goes low or high, does it bother you?
Since I use a computer mostly to stream my shows, not really, because I can just mouse over it and turn it up and down. I guess it'd be irritating if the show is too quiet. Like, I don't mind if something's too loud. It's a lot easier to, you know, decrease the volume to whatever you need it to be than it is to up it and still have it be too quiet for you.
Okay.
I find, anyway.
No, I would agree. I would agree, but laws about everything, laws about what you have to put in tortillas, law about this, and we have the plastic bags. And the lady on the California News, she said that we are choking our planet. Okay, where is her verification? You know, I always like to reference the famous Larry Allen here from the Air Pollution Control Board with the when we had the ban on plastic bags. Millions of birds are dying. Where's the proof? Couldn't somebody come out and say, plastic bags are great, we have more birds on the coast than ever, and just leave it at that, and nobody say, well, how do you know that? Well, because I said it. If you remember, even during the COVID BS, our Dr. Frankenstein, Bornstein, she made some comments, and somebody did, thankfully, ask her, well, where are you getting that information? And she didn't want to answer the question. So when we have officials just throwing out words like that, it needs to be double-checked. Needs to be double-checked. So, choking the planet. All right. So, more laws. I don't know how many laws are going into effect, but it's a couple of hundred, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see here. So-and-so would be good to fill in. No, I'm not. Just stop this. Diane's coming back. She had her surgery and some complications, not necessarily from the surgery. She got the crud like everybody else did, so she was down and out. And because of the holidays, we didn't have the country store because it's dead on, 2 days after Christmas and so forth. So, that was sarcasm when I said we have a new show. All righty, let's see here. And also the cats. Cats can't be declawed unless it's for medical conditions. I think that was one of them you read.
Yep, I think we talked about it in a previous segment as well.
Yeah, I brought that up, and I thought about, I wouldn't declaw a cat. However, I just wonder if the cat, as long as a cat has a home and a life, what's the difference? What's the difference? If it may, we have some laws that come into place because, well, if we don't do this such and such, well, maybe, I don't know, I'm just guessing here because I'm sick of more laws, that maybe people want a companion, but they don't want their house ruined from the cat. Maybe it'll decrease the people wanting to take a cat out of a shelter and give it a good life. Maybe. I don't know. But do we really need, is this such a pandemic that it needs to be a law? More laws. All righty, let's see here. I had a one from yesterday having to do with the topic on Sound Off yesterday regarding males going into females' locker rooms. And, one of the things that's coming up, and I brought this to the attention yesterday, that of July 1st, 2026, it is Senate Bill 760, public schools to provide at least one gender-neutral bathroom. Well, this email has a suggestion, and maybe even saving the school district taxpayers money. Instead of doing this, or adding on, I don't know what they have to do to comply with it as far as the bathrooms and money and all that. Why don't they let the person who thinks whatever they think they are, or excuse me, feel what they are, let them use the bathroom facilities in the teacher's lounge? Maybe that's a solution. I wonder if the teachers would approve that. After all, you're all in it together, so do that. Maybe it'll save the district some money. I doubt seriously it'll happen, but just maybe something to think about. Which, by the way, for those of you that missed it yesterday on this bill, and I pointed it out, the aim is to create a safer. Are they insinuating then that what they're allowing to happen now is not safe for the girls? So by saying to create a safer space. Okay. So aren't you admitting that this is not safe, what you're allowing to happen now? Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You know, with all this waste, fraud, and abuse that they're finding in Minneapolis, and then I know I sent you one on California, how much money's been spent and lost and so forth, I would really not like to pay my taxes until they figure out what's going on and or give us a break on our taxes.
Why would the state want to give us a break on our money?
Exactly. And that, you know, what really irritates me to the core is the fact that they don't care at all. They don't, I mean, you got this train that is just absolutely ridiculous. Even if it does work, when it does work, how much money is it going to cost you to get on that train and ride it?
I forget the number, but it is no way can this thing ever be profitable or even break even.
Even if they stop right now and quit doing what they're doing, it's still a giant waste of money. And I mean, you know, I know that Gavin's got, you know, when he tells you, you can tell by his eyes, you can tell by a lot of these people that are on TV and politicians, their eyes tell it all. And when he says, oh, I'm not going to run, you know he's going to run. They always do the opposite of what they tell you they're going to do. And, oh, man, I tell you what, and I think society is that stupid to vote for him for president.
Well, I may play a bit of the piece that you sent me here, maybe about a minute or so of it, on the audit findings here in the state of California with more wasted millions of dollars. Now, this is the most recent one, but I can't recall how many times in the last year have I pointed out, just in the state of California, of the wasted millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yes, truly wasted.
And, you know, part of this one that I may air, you know, the lady in it says that there will be nobody held accountable for it. Now, when I see the word wasted and I see some of these things that go on, is it wasted as far as just people being that incompetent? And how can somebody that's in charge of, you know, whether it's the DMV or whatever, how can they be that incompetent to allow so much millions and millions of dollars to be wasted?
And you know, and I know your listeners know this, if there's an audit, that should shut them down right there. But if we ran our business or your business like they run the state, we would be totally bankrupt and we would be out of business. And I think that's, you know, Cody said it too, but we're heading for that. I mean, it's ridiculous of what they're doing and how much it's costing us. But stand up, everybody, just say, you know what, till you get this stuff figured out, we're not paying our taxes, and see how far this thing can go, because this is ridiculous. And it's not stopping.
Well, I know that's a wish for many of us, but nobody's going to do that because the state has the authority and they would use it to make the example of someone, or, you know, more than, you know, just one, and everybody else would fall in line. That's the, you know, the tyranny of the government, because they can scare you into not doing things as you suggest.
Correct. And one last thing before you go. I did send you that one with the gal standing up to the Chicago. I forgot what. Anyway, she was talking about how their taxes were increased on their homes and how many people are going to be, you know, they have to reshuffle their spending habits because they raise the taxes so much because the business is going out. They don't have the money coming in. So the poor citizens there that are poor or pretty close to it, they're going to have to readjust to try to figure this out. And then she says, you know what? No longer blue. We're going red, and we're getting you out of office. We're going to, and we're, as a group of people, we're going to not pay our taxes on this. And I think they're serious over there.
One of the things that it's always, curiosity or frustration is why people couldn't see this coming. And what I mean by that is by electing the people that you put in, that you gave power to.
And you know, it's true. I think that people are distracted. They're probably not really paying attention to it. Maybe not given the correct information. And then one last thing before I go. Yeah, this aquatic center. Oh, good. Here we go.
Well, the community, well, at least a not outspoken. You know, there's two sides to this. They, because of mistakes that took place in the past, you know, the pool situation should have been handled years and years ago, and it wasn't. And I'm not even talking within the last 10 years. You know, the planning on it was not the smartest in the world. Now, they survived by having to be inconvenienced by, you know, using the municipal pools. As a matter of fact, we brought home a couple of CIF championships during that time there. I think 2 years in a row or something like that. And, you know, the people clamor. And it's regardless of whether we have the money or not. I want my little boy or little girl swimming in this facility, not that old broken down facility. That's the mentality of people. You know, if you remember when the new Flamson went up after the earthquake, people, and I can remember a couple calling in here, they wanted the Taj Mahal.
Well, you know, nothing's too good for our kids.
That's the mentality. Yeah, and the issue is, though, that means money for the rest of us. Now, I'm not saying that they do need a pool at that school. I'm not saying they don't. But the questions that keep coming up is, well, we don't have money in the district. We're looking at an almost $5 million deficit. And again, to the point of this email this morning, how much is it going to cost to maintain it?
Exactly. Yeah, it's not necessarily just... It's like a car. You have to maintain it. How much is it going to cost? You got to figure that in. And over a period of time, it's going to go up.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you buy a certain model car, okay, so the insurance is going to be how much on this particular model? And then also, when I have to go in for my tune-ups or whatever, how much is that maintenance? Because it ain't going to be the same as a Gremlin.
Exactly. Yeah.
So those are considerations, but again, it comes back to it's not their money.
Well, it is until it isn't, and when you got this much deficit and fraud, waste, and abuse, you know, it's like, who cares?
That's right. We'll get it somehow, come hell or high water. All right, we got to go.
Take care.
All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. A large segment of Highway 41 continues to remain closed with a reopening date currently unknown. Highway 41, north of the Chelan Y, was closed Sunday night from a major rock slide. Travelers must use Highway 46 and Highway 33 at Reef Station as detours to get to and from the 41. Here are some of the laws going into effect in California in 2026. AB 867 will completely ban the practice of declawing a cat. Removing a cat's toe bone will only be allowed for medical reasons, such as an infection, disease, or injury. SB 1053 bans single-use plastic bags. Starting January 1st, consumers will have to buy a bag of recycled paper or use their own reusable bags. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, highs in the upper 50s, it's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. The U.S. has struck a drug boat loading facility in Venezuela, marking the first time land operations were carried out in that region. Tennessee U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn had words of praise for the president for holding the perpetrators accountable for America's drug crisis.
For years, you would hear, just say no to drugs. Well, Donald Trump is saying, just say no to the drug dealers and the traffickers, and don't ever even let them into this country.
The investigation into alleged fraud scheme in Minnesota heating up after a video by an independent journalist found more evidence of waste. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says tells America's Newsroom,
if what they're saying is real and can be documented, what they're saying is they told Tim Walz about the fraud when it was happening, and he not only ignored them, he retaliated against it.
America's listening to Fox News.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Just about 8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 17 wrapped up with the final Monday night game of the year. The Falcons blew a 21-point lead but rallied to repel the Rams 27-24. Bijan Robinson scored twice, first on a short pass from Kirk Cousins, then on a 93-yard run just before the half. Captain Kirk on his star back.
I think tonight we asked a lot of him, and I want to make sure that he's fresh, you know, for what he's got ahead of him. Great player, and he showed it again tonight.
L.A. came back. Jared Verse returned a blocked field goal try 76 yards to the house, while Matthew Stafford fired two scoring passes to tie things up in the final 3 minutes. But Zane Gonzalez shook off that blocked kick to pound a 51-yarder right down the middle with 21 seconds left to win it. The Rams are assured of an NFC wild card. 12 of the 14 playoff teams have been decided. Everything else will be sorted out this weekend. NBA, the Thunder beat the Hawks 141-29, 39 for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Atlanta has dropped 7 straight. Pacers have lost 9 in a row. Rockets won 126-119. Heat dunked the Nuggets 147-123. Nikola Jokic had to sit out the second half with a knee injury. He'll have an MRI today. Cavaliers spanked the Spurs. That's back-to-back home losses for San Antonio. NHL, the league-leading Avalanche won their 8th straight, 5-2 over the Kings. Nathan MacKinnon scored career goal number 399. Sabres have won 9 in a row after stinging the Blues 4-2. College hoops, number 1 Arizona, number 2 Michigan, and number 3 Iowa State all won and remain undefeated. That's Tuesday Sports.
And, of course, we have our NFL triple header this Sunday. And, oh my goodness, it'll be a lot of fun. It is the Cowboys and the Giants at 9:30, the Raiders and the Chiefs, and a big game, the Ravens and the Steelers. That's our 4:30 start, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero, family-owned and operated, that is local. All right, cloudy, overcast, whatever you want to call it today. Highs in the upper 50s, about a 70% chance of some occasional rain going into midnight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s and a 95% chance of rain on your New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, so travel plans, please be very careful. Highs tomorrow in the low to mid-50s and rain likely on first day of the new year, 60. Low 60s, maybe some light rain on Friday. Saturday could get some showers, about 55%, upper 50s. Same on Sunday, although a lower percent, about 30%, upper 50s. Next Monday, 60 with some showers, about a 50% chance. And a week from today, Upper 50s, about a 55% chance of rain. So wet, wet, wet. And again, be careful on the roads. Look out for the other person. All right? Drive. Leave the devices alone because you're going to have people be doing a lot of stupid things in a hurry, maybe even impaired and so forth. So precaution, precaution, precaution. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:13 a.m., 4:59 p.m. We are at 35 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com. Moving right along here on the Tuesday edition.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. It is your San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. They agree. All right, we've got another day off for Mr. Garcia here. Matter of fact, you'll have a day off until the beginning of next year, Chris.
Get to do this till next year.
Well, actually, till next week because these things run 3 days, so that'll be New Year's. We're not here New Year's Day, and Friday we have the music, so you have the whole week off.
Still next year.
That's true. All right, we have, let's get these doggies home. Two lost dogs, two females. One's a Brittany Spaniel, one's a German Shepherd mix. The Spaniel is brown and white, and the Shepherd is black and gold. They do have a collar, but no tags. The Spaniel has a gray collar. The Shepherd has a pink collar. Both between 35 and 40 pounds. They are chipped, and they have been missing for a few days at the north end here of Paso Robles. So if you can help out, please do so. 805-835-5199 to get these pooches home to help celebrate the New Year's with their family. Community calendar was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner out yonder at the airport, open every day, breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, let's see here. This is a very informal holiday known as Quitter's Day. What is Quitter's Day?
What? I'm not going to write it down, but I 100% know this one because this was my personal trivia last year.
Your personal trivia?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, folks. It is an informal holiday known as Quitter's Day. What is Quitter's Day? 238-5775-238-KPRL. And there's a large list of people who join in on this, whether they like it or not. Quitter's Day. What is Quitter's Day? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. It's the day that you stop and start earning money.
I'm sorry, you kind of cut out there for a sec. What is that?
It's the day you stop paying your taxes and start making money.
No, that's not it. And if you notice at the end there, because we are highly trained professionals, how we kind of, the inflection sounded like a question. You see how that, we catch everything here. All right, so Quitter's Day. What is Quitter's Day? 238-5775-238-KPRL. Let's see here. It's coming up shortly. It's coming up shortly. Quitter's Day. Hello?
Hello, it's New Year's Day.
No, it's not New Year's Day. I can say she's kind of close. All right, time for one more. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, that's the New Year's resolutions that you can't keep.
Right, the second Friday in January. Sir, do you ever make New Year's resolutions?
Sure I do.
How many do you break?
All of them.
Okay, good for you. May I have your name, please?
Bob Johnson.
All right, Bob, we have you down. Happy New Year. Gotta go.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. CHP will be entering another holiday enforcement period, this time for New Year's Day. The enforcement starts at 6 p.m. on Wednesday the 31st and will conclude just before midnight on January 1st. Pass Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is currently hiring for several positions to help support the organization's continued growth. Positions that are open are administrative assistant, marketing, membership sales, and a part-time visitor center associate. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, highs in the upper 50s, it's 36 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Chris, I never remember from year to year. Do you make resolutions?
I haven't made one in a long time, honestly.
You think you ever will again?
No, because I'm perfect just the way I am. That's a joke, by the way. That's a joke.
Okay, I'm going to make a resolution never to get sick on the air. All right. I may think about them, but I also have to be realistic and go, nah, that's not going to work. Why even do it? All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll be there for you.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's